It's Thursday, which means the weekend's almost here, and that means the weekly dilemma of what to do. Whether you're figuring out date night, something for the kids to do, or how to entertain friends or relatives from out of town, help is on the way. Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator, is here, and she's got some options. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Mary. Let's start in Delaware. Black History Month is still being celebrated, and Delaware has a rich history as a stop on the Underground Railroad. That history will be explored in a new display at an event on Saturday at Newcastle's Courthouse Museum. There's going to be music, a lecture, and a reenactment of the famous 1848 trial of Thomas Garrett, a white abolitionist who helped fugitive slaves to freedom. Pretty intriguing history there. That's on Saturday at 11 a.m.
Sounds like a must-see. What's that?
Mary, that's letting us know that it's time for round one of the boxing series at the Met. Bouts on Broad this Saturday marks the first time since the reopening of the historic hall that boxing will be featured there. Local favorite Samuel Tia is on the bill. He's the boxer who lost several members of his family in a truly tragic house fire, so I know folks will want to root him on.
So musically, Tanya, who's in town this weekend?
Philly's own, The Roots, are celebrating 20 years of their breakthrough album, Things Fall Apart. But in lieu of the actual group, who they're pretty busy on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon these days, some local acts, including Chill Moody, are going to perform the album in its entirety at World Cafe Live. That's on Saturday at 9 p.m.
You can say they've done pretty well since their days busking on South Street.
Yeah, I think they've done really well. Philly is very proud of them. James Blake is at the Fillmore this weekend. His music is best described as dubstep soul with a little hip-hop. That's on Friday, February 22nd at 8:30 p.m. Marcia Ambrosius is a British export, but she lived in Philly for many years. She's at the TLA in support of her new album, Nyla, named after her daughter.
So what if I want to do something fun for date night?
Well, Mary, I think you might be off the hook because last weekend we celebrated Valentine's Day. So how about something for you and your significant other to do during the day? Kennett Square's Winterfest is offering unlimited craft beer tastings at their annual event. And of course, there's going to be food and music too. That's on Saturday starting at 12:30, and it's $60, but the beer's included.
And it does go great with music. Thank you so much, Tanya, for providing some great ideas for us this week. Where do we go for more info?
WHYY.org/things to do. We'll have details on all of these events and where you can see members of the Philadelphia Orchestra for free, watch a big hockey match under the stars, and enjoy a gala screening of the Oscars right here in Philly in case you, like us, were not invited to the big show.
Next year, right?
Next year, absolutely.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
Thank you, Mary.